The family of Australian woman Justine Damond-Ruzcheck has launched a civil lawsuit against the police who shot her and the US city of Minneapolis, seeking more than $50 million in damages. The lawsuit alleges that not only did the police have no justification for shooting her, they engaged in a conspiracy of cover-up. Our North America correspondent is Connor Duffy. Connor, would this set a record for a victim of a police shooting?
It certainly would, Kim, and the family has the ideal lawyer to deliver it. Bob Bennett is their attorney. He currently has the record payout for a police shooting in Minnesota, which is $4.5 million. The family, though, says that rather than being about money, it's about making the city force them into a payment so large that they will change their ways. There have been several police shootings and very little has been done. The complaint alleges that the city failed Justine Damond-Ruzcheck at basically every step of the way. Not only did the officers unreasonably kill her without any justification, they engaged in a conspiracy and cover-up. It's also alleged that the city failed her by failing to properly screen officers. Here's a little of what the family's lawyer, Bob Bennett, a veteran of Minnesota courtrooms, had to say a short time ago.
To send an unmistakable message to these officers and the city of Minneapolis and its police department that such conduct is wrong and will no longer be tolerated. We want the Minneapolis police culture to be reformed in such a way and to the extent necessary to stop such senseless acts from happening again and again.
Connor, the lawsuit alleges police engaged in a cover-up and conspiracy. Why is the family claiming that?
So the family is claiming that it's been a very sore point with them throughout this, quite understandably, that the officer who shot her, Mohammed Noor, has pleaded the fifth and never explained what happened. The family is also alleging that the officer that was with him, Officer Matthew Harity, assisted him in covering up what happened. They say he changed his version of events throughout, that at the time he basically said that there was no explanation at all for the shooting and that he later changed his story to protect his partner, alleging that he'd heard a voice and a thump outside and that both officers were spooked by that. It's quite interesting. The detail in this lawsuit sets out that the family believes that explanation was came about after coaching from lawyers and that its sole purpose is to protect and frustrate the criminal proceedings against Officer Mohammed Noor.
Now, this lawsuit also takes on the city of Minneapolis. How does the family say the city failed in its duty?
Well, as I mentioned, we've had a statement from Justine's father, John, saying that they really wanted to see meaningful change come out of this. And in the lawsuit, they allege that the city of Minneapolis is failing to properly screen its officers. They say that they aren't going the right psychological assessments to basically screen out officers that are the wrong fit for the job. Of course, Minneapolis has been home to some of the most infamous police shootings over the last 5 years that have received a lot of attention here in the States through the Black Lives Matter movement, most notably the shooting of Philando Castile, who was unarmed and was pulled over on the side of the road and shot. That shooting was captured on body cam and went around the world. And the lawyer in that case was Bob Bennett, who's now acting for the Damond-Ruzcheck family. And they are all hoping that this will lead to significant change in this state.
North America correspondent Connor Duffy.